Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, whenever she went to a certain class on campus, she never felt comfortable and found out she wasn't the only one who was having experiences. Did it have anything to do with the instructor who died in that room?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. And if you'd like to become a supporter of the program, become a extra podcast person, sign up on Apple Podcasts. Right there, we got the option for you. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that to start binging away today. Tony and Todd with you on today's edition of the program. What's going on?
It's so kind of interesting. I was having a conversation over the last week with somebody about like schools and campuses and their tendency to be haunted.
Yeah.
And they were asking, you know, what's your thought process on that? And I just, all the different things that go on at learning institutions, from celebration to stress and angst and all that kind of stuff, I feel like that's always just kind of left behind in some way, shape, or form.
It was always stress and angst for me at school. I hated school. Yeah. So it's like when I go into one now, it's like PTSD.
you get that weird smell of the school, yeah. Right? And you're like, oh my God, I'm like in sixth grade again or seventh grade again. And mm-hmm. You're watching out for the bully around the corner and you know, all
yeah.
that stuff.
And then inevitably somebody's like fourth grader starts making me cry because they're saying mean things to me. And I'm like, I just wanted to know where the water fountain was. And now you're telling me, but it's its own unique atmosphere. And it's even creepier when there's nobody in the schools. That's one of the weirder feelings, I think. It's like an abandoned mall. It has a very similar, there should be this energy there, and it's like not, but it kind of is, and there's nobody there where it's coming. So, it's just a weird overall environment like that.
Yeah.
Let's go to our first caller at 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear your story.
Hi, Tony. My name's Olivia Mosovic. In my college, it's an old college, but there, you know, when you go to a college, you see new buildings. There's some old buildings from like the 80s or whatnot. There's this building I would go to. I was in a fabrication class where you learn how to weld metals and, you know, do some woodwork. So in that building, whenever I would go into that lab, there was a big room for, you know, the welding course, but then there was a door that led to another room on the left. So when you come down the stairs, you see the room, and then right at the left there was the woodworking shop or something like that. So usually we would all kind of put our bags in the wood shop and come out to do whatever we needed to do for the class for the day. And sometimes I would get there a bit early, and when I would, there'd be like moments where I felt a little off, like there's something wrong with the place, but I wasn't thinking about it too much because, you know, I was thinking about homework, exams, whatnot, so I just kind of blew it off. But there was a day where it was fall break and I was still at school because I had to make up some assignments, and my professor emailed me and said, hey, I think you took home one of the items you had to do because I don't have a grade for it. If you could bring it back, that'd be great. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll be right there as soon as I'm done with whatever. And so it was around like 3, 4 p.m. and I walked to the lab and I knew he was there, and I'm very light on my feet. I found him and I tapped his shoulder and he jumped. I thought it was odd that he should have heard me, but I guess he didn't. And he's like, sorry, you really freaked me out. I didn't hear you come in. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm here to bring in the piece that you wanted to grade. And he's like, okay, perfect. And then I was like, why did you jump like that? That was kind of like an unusual, like, oh, jump. Because usually it's like a little jolt, but he like jumped. He's like, you're going to think I'm crazy, but this place is haunted. And instantly I was like excited because I love this stuff. So I was like, oh, okay. I mean, are you pulling my leg? Because I wanted to see if he was joking. Because personally, I didn't see a place like this because the building's not that old. It was probably like 20, 30 years old. It wasn't too old. And I was like, so are you sure you're not pulling my leg? And he's like, no, I'm not, because a man died here, actually. And I was like, really? Like, in shock. And he said, yeah. And he's like, do you want me to show you where? And I said, sure, because why not? And so he took me into the wood shop. And he said, well, the old professor, he died here. His name was Todd. He went to go set up the area, and he just had a heart attack right here. And it was, like, by the light switch, which is another entrance into the wood shop. And I was like, oh, so that's what it was when I felt off in the room. Because looking back, I'm like, I did feel like I was not alone in the room. But no, I asked my professor, I was like, so does Todd do anything? And he's like, he turns on the radio all the time. He'll flicker the lights. And whenever somebody doesn't believe me when I tell them about this, he sometimes, you know, likes to mess around with the students and freak them out by like turn off the lights or turning off one of the welding machines. And I thought that was crazy. But at the same time, it's like, I don't think this is a bad entity. I think this is just a normal man who just died here and he's just stuck. And he's like, well, I feel like he wants to communicate with me. And I said, maybe he does. And he said, well, should I get a Ouija board? I instantly cut him off. I said, do not get a Ouija board. And he asked me why. And I said, just trust me, don't do it. Because if you weren't aware, whenever you pray, you know how you bow your head? He said, yes. I said, well, they're subconsciously, like, you're opening yourself up. You're opening your soul to who you're speaking to. So like the Lord, you bow your head because you're letting him read your mind and read into your soul what you're feeling. But when you're doing a Ouija board, your head is also bent down. So you're opening that door to something bad. So he's like, okay, won't do that. But I haven't had anything crazy happen, but there was a day where we were doing something with sheet metal, and me and these two other girls were in the wood shop. Everybody else was in the workshop for welding. The other professor came in, and he doesn't work in the welding area, but he helps the main professor out when he needs it. So he was there, and I asked him, have you had anything weird happen to you? He said, yeah, a lot of things happened to me, but there was one time I ran out. And mind you, these are agriculture men. These are farmers. These are the men that you wouldn't expect to be running out of a building from some weird, spooky you know, situation. He said that he was here on Christmas Eve wrapping his kids' presents, and he heard talking in the wood shop. So he calls out, and he calls out to the other professor to see if it was him, and the talking stopped. And he went into the room, and he turned on the lights. No one was there, and he said, I did not want to be in here, so I left. And he left his kids' gifts because he was that scared. But while he was talking to me and the other girls, one of them didn't want to hear it because she was too scared of that stuff. The other one was like in on it. But we were talking and something just something fell upstairs. There was like a catwalk above us and there was like a separate room and something fell in that room. And I looked up at it and I looked at him. I said, is there somebody in there? Are they okay? And he's like, I think that was Todd. And I was like, oh. And so when I was in there with one of the girls, it was really quiet because it was towards the end of the day. And I started hearing somebody walking back and forth, like in the corner where this man supposedly died. But then my friend looked at me. She's like, please tell me you're hearing that too. And I'm not going crazy from all the stuff that I'm hearing today from all this like ghost. And I'm like, nope, I hear it too. But she said that the walking stopped and she heard somebody coming towards her, and she had to get up and like leave the room. She didn't feel comfortable being there by herself, but I was okay too because I knew that Todd wouldn't bother me. My professor would tell me here and there that he'll turn on the sinks this day or mess with the radio that day, but I haven't heard much since. But then I hope you enjoy the story. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for sharing that one with us. What's your thoughts on that?
So much weird about this story. Mm-hmm. First of all, she made the comment that, you know, sometimes there's really old buildings from like the 80s. And so I felt like, well, that's not that old.
Really old buildings from like the 80s. Yes. Okay.
And then the professor was like, a guy actually died here. Do you want me to show you? It's like, mm-hmm. don't go. You know, yeah. It sounds like a bad thing. And then Todd is the ghost. So I think this was just very pointed at me and a very interesting story. But again, I think a lot of schools and colleges and universities have some sort of energy hanging around.
I agree. I remember years ago, this was like 2001. I remember walking around the campus of UW-Wausau, I believe, Wisconsin. And there was a story of a janitor that apparently died there and haunts the place. And there, it was a weird occurrence. I remember going there with some friends, one of actually who is dead now. We were at a video camera back then walking around it. And we picked up like kind of an orb type thing. And then right as the orb thing happened, the elevator door opened and there was nobody in the elevator. So, wow. Of course, we thought, ooh, this must be something. So whether it was or not, but it was odd. It was certainly odd as we were walking around the place at night when it was fairly empty on campus. But I don't know. I walked around the school that Dennis Rader, BTK, went to elementary school at in Wichita area of Park City, Kansas, literally as it was being torn down, like other side of the building, cranes, you know, all that shit, knocking it down. And I wanted to try and get pictures of the building. And so I went up to the guy. I'm like, you mind if I walk over in this other part and say, oh, no, fine. Just wear this hard hat. So I'm literally walking on the other half of the building. And I'm like, I have a really interesting shot looking down the hallway as like a big old, you know, arm from one of the heavy machinery, like reaches down and just kind of like goes through the hall and like pulls the shit out, like on the opposite end. But it was a spooky place. I mean, there was plenty of kids that went through that place after Dennis Rader, but it was just spooky. The chalkboards are all up. There were still desks. It was the remnants of an old school that looked like it really could have been picked up and, you know, gone back at, but it was being ripped apart. And I don't know. I have some interesting photos from that one. It was a weird experience, but weird energy all around, no matter what. Thanks for sharing that one with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost story. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, it's all there for you. Apple Podcast or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.